This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Authorities say Faisal Shahzad has admitted to driving an SUV with a homemade bomb into Times Square last Saturday night. He's also allegedly admitted to getting some bomb-making training in Pakistan. Authorities say he continues to talk and he's providing helpful information. Still, there are plenty of questions about how law enforcement handled the case. In a moment, we'll hear from New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. But first, we turn now to NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. She's been following the investigation. And Dina, what is the latest?
Well, the Pakistani-American charged in the case is this 30-year-old named Faisal Shahzad. Officials say he's been cooperating pretty much from the time he was arrested at Kennedy Airport on Monday night. And today, he waived his right to a speedy arraignment. And what that means is he doesn't feel he needs to be in court anytime soon. And officials familiar with the case told us that it's possible that appearance won't even happen this week. And here's why it's a hopeful sign. When investigators get these suspects talking, they don't want to interrupt the flow of their conversations. And a court appearance tends to do that. It really changes the mood. And defendants tend to clam up once they've been arraigned.
So now that that conversation is flowing, what exactly is he telling them?
Well, one of the big questions they're trying to answer is what did he do during his several months in Pakistan? The criminal complaint says he admitted to getting explosives trainings there, and officials want details. And those details have been really slow to emerge because, frankly, there's a lot of mixing of groups and agendas in those militant training camps in Pakistan. What we're hearing is that Shahzad told the authorities that he took what they call in the UK the Kashmir escalator. The Kashmir escalator is a sort of term of art, and essentially the first step is that someone gets radicalized at home by an extremist cleric or the internet or something like that, and then they use family connections to get in with one of the extremist groups in Pakistan. And the Kashmir escalator name comes from the fact that initially a lot of the people who go to Pakistan to train do so they can fight in the disputed region of Kashmir.
So do they know anything more about the training? Who, for instance, trained him?
Well, they're still working that out. Shahzad is of Kashmiri descent and could have known people who belong to a couple of different groups that traditionally focus on the fight in Kashmir. And those two groups are Jaish-e-Mohammed, or JEM, and another one known as LET, or Lashkar-e-Taiba. Now, Shahzad allegedly told authorities that he linked up with someone in Pakistan who had connections to one of those groups. And apparently that person took him to the region between Pakistan and Afghanistan to a training facility that was linked to this other group. The group is Lashkar-e-Taiba. It's a name jumble, but all this together is not so unusual because these groups really have a close relationship and often share training. And authorities are still trying to work out what exactly happened next. But it appears that after getting some sort of explosives instruction, Shahzad may have been passed to a group that initially took credit for the Times Square attack. And that group is the Pakistani Taliban.
And does that mean that the Pakistani Taliban might have actually had a part in this after all?
Now, authorities aren't jumping to that conclusion. As a general matter, the Pakistani Taliban hasn't launched international attacks. So if they actually sent him to the U.S. to attack here, that would be a really big deal. But his connection to the group may have been just really much looser than that. It's still a mystery whether he went to Pakistan with the intention of attacking the U.S. and getting training to do so, or whether he got to Pakistan, was recruited while he was there because he can travel in the U.S. so easily, and was actually dispatched from there to do something here. And that's why authorities are still talking to him. They're trying to figure that out.
Dina, we don't have a lot of time here, but what's the mood among the investigators that are working on this?
Well, they don't quite seem upbeat, but they don't seem as nervous as they seemed a couple of days ago. I think they really didn't know if they had their arms around the plot a couple of days ago. And I think now that he's talking, they feel more confident about that. They still have some people under surveillance here in this country. They are getting some help from the Pakistanis. And I think that is making them feel like they've got a handle on all of this.
Dina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston.